Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitake Green Chapel in this international service. I'm Hiroshi Horikawa. I'm the senior pastor of the church. I preach sometimes, not all the time. I studied in the United States for 3 years. I went to seminary, but it's back to late 80s, which means over 20-some years ago. I don't have enough chance to preach or speak out in English, maybe once a month or so. The problem is my English abilities is getting weak. I'm losing my English ability, losing words, grammars, and everything. So please apologize my poor English. But thank you. You apologize already. But and also I want to apologize. The text printed on this bulletin is wrong. I misinformed the text I preached this afternoon to the one who make the bulletin. This is not chapter 6, but chapter 5. Sorry, Jim. Probably when you print this, you feel something weird. How come Pastor Hiroshi preach from this text about you have already passed from death to life? Please open your Bible. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 19 to 24. This is a good time to open your Bible. Actually, this is not most of them have the church's Bible. So let me read from verse 19. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Amen. The title is, You Have Already Passed From Death to Life. Important text verse is verse 24. Let me read it again. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. How many here memorized John 3:16? Amen. How many who are here memorized John 5:24? No? You better memorize it. Because this is very, very important verse, important, especially when you approach those who wants to hear the message, hear the gospel. I think this is the most understandable, and also this is condensed text of the good news. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. In Greek, amen, amen, lego humin. Jesus said amen twice. In English, I tell you the truth. This is not the truth. Jesus said amen, amen. He said truth twice. This is the same as verse 19. When Jesus said something very important, he used this phrase, amen, amen. Lego means tell, humin means you. Amen, amen, lego humin. Truly, truly, I speak to you. Is there anybody who has a red letter Bible with you today? You have red letter? Oh, good, wonderful. I think it's almost gone. No. I used to have the red letter King James. Maybe somebody doesn't know about red letter Bible. Red letter Bible is printed with red ink which the Jesus saying. So when you read the red letter Bible, you can see all this sentences, these words are said by Jesus Christ. So if you're busy, you just read on red letters. Then you can just read the Jesus saying. But this verse 24, of course, red letters. I want to say deep red letters. Jesus said, whoever hears my word and believes, him who sent me has eternal life. This is the kind of condition when you can get the eternal life. You have to do two things to get eternal life. One, here's my word. Here's my word, which Jesus' word. Also, Paul said, the gospel started with words. Jesus himself introduced the first chapter of John, I'm Logos, I'm the Word. Of course, the Logos means not the Word itself, but the wisdom or theory or, intelligence or something. But Jesus does not say, listen to my word once in this text. He said, you have to hear my voice all the time. This is present tense. It's keep going. If you want to get eternal life, you have to listen to me all the time. Not just read one word, read one sentence, but listening, hearing my voice like sheep hear the shepherd's voice. If the sheep lost the voice of shepherd, he or she will got lost. So if you want to get eternal life, you hear my voice all the time. Of course, you cannot hear his voice when you're sleeping, probably you could. My wife says I sometimes say something when I'm sleeping. I preach, you know, I'm preaching when I'm sleeping. And sometimes in English. Wow, great. Maybe better English. But I don't know. I cannot hear, of course. But when I get up, the very first thing I have to do is what? Open the Bible or open your iPod. Hear the word of Jesus. Hear the word of voice, his word. This is the condition. And also, the second thing we have to do is believe him. In this text, says, believe him who sent me. Who is the one who sent Jesus? The Father. Jesus said, believe in the Father. Of course, believe in the Father and his Son. This is all also the present tense in Greek, which means keep going. Not just believe once. You have to keep believing in him. Keep trusting in him. Keep relying on him. Depend on him. Depending on him. It's very important. You can believe something when you hear the preaching or you hear the teaching. Okay, it's a good theory, good idea. But if you want to get the eternal life, you have to keep believing in the Father, believing in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Which means, if you feel comfortable, yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ. But how about when you got stuck? How about you got had problems? How about when you feel so alone? Well, how about when you feel your God is so far? Have you ever feel your God is so far away? Hey, God, where are you? I'm here. Yeah, I have that experience, even as a pastor. Praying here. But I don't feel God is not here. God, please. But it's not true, though. God is here? No, God is in here. He promised, I will be with you until the end of this world. No matter where you are, no matter how, however situation you are, Jesus said, when you want to get the eternal life, you have to believe in God all the time. When you're sick, when you're out of your country, when your country lost the football game, when you're disappointed, you fail your test, you lost your job, you lost your money, you lost your friend, your boys and sons betrayed you. Believe in God. This is what Jesus said. Keep on believing. But if you hear his word and believe in him, Jesus said, has eternal life. Eternal life. What the eternal life means? Do you have eternal life? What the eternal life? This is a big question. Big theological question. We can have a week session for understanding eternal life. Right? But let me explain my understanding. I don't think eternal life is like a life has no end. I think this everlasting, eternal, is not the matter of quantity of time. I don't want to live million years, billion years, or, you know, do you want to live? No, I don't want it. But eternity, the Bible says, Jesus said, eternity is not the matter of quantity of time, but the matter of quality of time, I think.
What does quality mean? This is what I believe. Everlasting life, eternal life, is beyond the time we have. It's not ruled by this physical time. So we can go future, past, present. We won't be slave this time anymore. This is, I believe. Of course, this eternal life means the life with God. Amen. Life with Jesus Christ. And Jesus says here, Amen, Amen, Lego Humin, whoever hears my word and believes him, whoever. Whoever means whoever. Anybody. He who crucified with Jesus Christ. Remember that. The one who were nailed right next to Jesus. He went to heaven with Jesus Christ. He did not anything. He could not anything. But he just confessed, you're the Son of God. It's not the... he said, please remember when you go to paradise. But Jesus said, okay, let's go. He did not anything, but he was saved. He got eternal life. No discrimination, no difference. Anybody can be saved. Anybody can have eternal life. Two things. Hear the word, believe in God. Tell your friends. You want to get eternal life? Hear the word, believe in Jesus. That's all. That's all. And also, wonderful sentence will follow. And will not be condemned. Will not be condemned. We won't be condemned. No matter what we did, we won't be condemned. We'll come to his place, and God won't condemn you. Even I killed 1,000 people. Even I did many mistakes. He won't condemn you. This is the promise. He won't condemn you. God? You don't condemn me? Yeah. I don't condemn you. Why? Because God condemned his only son on the cross. Amen? He condemned his only, his begotten, his loved son instead of me, instead of you. So he won't condemn you. This is the promise. This is the promise. We can commit sins. Let's commit sins. But Martin Luther said so. Let's make mistakes. Yeah, okay. We can make mistakes. We can commit sins. We can kill people. God will never condemn. Of course, we won't do that, though. However, we make mistakes. We are human beings. We are weak. We are sinful. And we do not know when we commit sins sometimes, right? We don't know. Maybe we'll kill somebody with our words. What we said, we don't know. But this is his promise.
We have eternal life and won't be condemned. And what the final statement says. He has crossed over from death to life. He has crossed over from death to life. In Greek, this sentence, verse, this verb is a perfect tense, which means he who hear the words, believe in God, already passed from the death to life. The Bible, Jesus did not say, you will cross over from death to life. No. He said, you have already crossed over from death to life. You have already have eternal life. God, do I have eternal life? Yeah. If you hear my voice and believe in me, you have eternal life. Already done. This is the promise. I think you sometimes, even you got born again, you're a Christian, you feel sometimes weak, disappointed, you feel like got lost. But when you feel so, remember this word. If you hear the words and believe in him, you have already passed from death to life. We live in the new life. We live in the eternal life. We can die anytime. We can die anywhere because we have already lived in eternal life. This is the promise. That's why I said to you, this afternoon, the first time, please remember this verse, 5:24. This is the encouragement sentence for me. This is the good news for everybody. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Has eternal life. Yes, I have eternal life. And will not be condemned. No condemnation. You're free. And he has crossed over. She has crossed over from death to life. Such as like the big gulf between death and life. We cannot go beyond this gulf. We cannot jump across this far away. But there is a bridge, Jesus Christ. If you believe in him, if you believe in, I mean, keep on believing him, you have already lived in eternal life. Let's pray. Our Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much this afternoon. This is wonderful scripture. This is wonderful promise for us, Lord. We are sinful. We are weak. But Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Amen. Amen. You have eternal life already. if you hear my voice and you believe in me. Thank you so much, Lord. We won't be condemned. We won't be judged. Because Jesus Christ has been condemned for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, we have already passed from the death to life. This is perfect. It's already done. No question, Lord. When we feel weak, when we are faith getting weak, Lord, put this word in our mind. And Lord, use us to deliver this good news to the others, to the people, our neighbors and friends, those who are in desperate situation. They need salvation. Everybody needs eternal life. And Jesus, you are the only one who can give us eternal life. Thank you so much this service, Lord. Thank you for the music and testimonies and prayer and this scripture. Lord, lead us this week. We will hear your word every morning, every afternoon, every night, all the time, because we are sheep. You are the shepherd. Lord, we believe you. We trust in you. We follow you. Not sometimes, but all the time. Not just a couple minutes, but 24 hours, Lord. We want to follow you. And we want to be joyful. We want to be thankful, Lord. We want to praise your name because we have passed already from death to life. We want to enjoy our new life, our eternal life, wherever we go. When we are traveling, studying, eating, sleeping, we want to praise your name because we got eternal life. Because you won't abandon us. You won't leave us, Lord. Thank you so much again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.